T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let it play, Landini. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Get you some. Speaking of get you some, time to talk with our friend, Mr. Nui Scruggs, via the BetQL guest line. Presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Nui, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm all good. Where's B. Mitch at? He want to get the smoke, or was he hosting a Dallas Week luncheon? What's going on?
You love Dallas Week. I don't think he wanted the smoke. Actually, he's getting on a flight. He's going down to Atlanta for an event. So let's hear it. Let's get all the smoke out, because you now for 2 weeks last after the Philly game. We ran on Sports Final, the show I host for NBC4. We had a Nui Scruggs Cowboys preview where you basically told us Dallas is gonna kick Washington's butt. It's now game day. I mean, it's Friday. The game is Sunday. How you feeling about this one for the star?
Hey, man, first off, it's a noon game, which the Cowboys haven't had a noon game this year, so that's gonna be different. Hopefully fans will get there on time, because they're not used to this. This is a game that the Cowboys can't overlook it, because they're not good enough to overlook it. But this is a game they have to win, because they're at home. And they do play well at home. That's one thing under Mike McCarthy they have done. They play well at home. And it's a game you got to win. You cannot drop another divisional game, considering you've got to go to the Rams next week. So this is a game that's got to happen. It's got to be a W, and you got to run the football. And if they do these things, they should win the football game.
It is a little bit of a tricky spot. You've got the Cowboys coming off a Monday nighter, so it's a short week. And you've got the Rams the following week, which, you know, defending Super Bowl champs. What are the chances this is just a dud? What are the chances this is just Mike McCarthy not having his team ready to play, doesn't smash any watermelons, there's no tricks here, and they just come out a little flat?
Nah, I was in the locker room yesterday, and I'm there all week long. That's not an issue with this club. This is a different kind of team where, you know, you listen to Jerry, okay? Like, Jerry's already talked today. Jerry's going to say all this crazy stuff. That's not in the room. That's not how they operate.
Right.
They're very, you know, they have a decent process of how they're working. Look, this is a group now. You got to remember, 2 weeks ago, JP, everybody said this thing's over. Okay. People predict, man, Drew, when's the draft? Where's it at? This was bad 2 weeks ago. So this is still a group of guys in the room. They're like, hey, man, you know, yeah, we got two wins lately, but all of you folks out there said we were done in three. And they wanted to go out and prove people wrong. And this is going to be one more step in that direction of trying to prove people wrong. You're also going to have some people coming back here. Michael Gallup should probably play in this game. Mike McCarthy did not want to say it. This probably is a game Jason Peters starts. Dalton Schultz didn't play on Monday Night Football last week after the way those rookie tight ends performed. And Dalton Schultz is on a one-year contract. I bet he's probably out there to make sure he doesn't lose his spot.
Right.
So they've got things to play for here. And they're not good enough to just say, hey, man, it's the Commanders. You know, they're wearing their black funeral jerseys. We don't care. Nah, they're not good enough. Yeah, they won nine. They had won 9 of 10 against the Giants. But even they went up there and they handled their business. They knew that it was going to be a crowd jumping Monday night, ready to go 2-0. The Cowboys went out there and they handled their business.
Talking with our friend Nui Scruggs, covers the Cowboys for NBC down in Dallas-Fort Worth. What do they call it? The Metroplex? What is the area known as down there?
Yeah, people call it Metroplex because it's so, it's just massive.
It's massive. It's massive with people, but I don't think people that haven't spent time in Dallas, and I haven't spent a ton of time, but I've been down there, 10 times or whatever now over the years. The distance between places is astonishing. Everything is about a half-hour drive, to go anywhere. And there's just, being used to the East Coast, and I know you spent time in the East Coast where everything is so condensed and the time that it takes to travel somewhere is largely because of traffic. Texas, Dallas especially, you get some traffic, but you just get distance. It's just a different vibe. I actually really like Dallas, the city.
Hey, look, you definitely go through gas here, man. There's no doubt. When I go out to the Cowboys headquarters, that's a 55-mile round trip. To go down to Jerry World, I can probably get there in about 17 miles. I mean, they're in different counties. That's the other thing, too. It's funny, man. When guys get arrested around here, you literally say, which county is it? Because they're different. You're trying to Collin County courts, Dallas courts, or Tarrant County courts, because they're basically in three different areas of this metroplex that you got to go deal with. But there's a lot of it's just a lot of land out here. People in different places, and Jerry's in several different spots where he's operating at. Man.
Jerry's in his own world, regardless of jurisdictions. I do love that a Cowboys reporter had to point out, yeah, it's tough when they get arrested. You got to call a bunch of different places. That as much fun as you make fun of our guys, that's on brand.
Dude, you do. I mean, because every, obviously when you live there in the DMV, you understand you're in different states, but all these courts, all these they operate differently. These court systems operate differently. And so it doesn't matter any sport. You're like, okay, where was the player at? Because there's different folks you're going to get a hold of and call as you're trying to get information about what happened here, what happened there.
So we're talking with our friend Nui Scruggs, covers the Cowboys for NBC in Dallas. What do you make of Cooper Rush? Because he's going to – I mean, no matter what Jerry's saying, Cooper Rush is going to start Sunday for Dallas. I think he looks pretty good. That ball comes out quick. He seems to make smart decisions. What do you make of him?
First thing I got to give Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore, the OC, and Doug Nussmeier, the quarterback coach, give him credit for coaching him up. And even Jason Garrett when he was here, they've coached Cooper Rush up, and he goes out and he does his job. He's not trying to be anything more than what he's a really solid guy. I'll say this, the Cowboys will never be able to cut him again after training camp and get him back. That'll never happen again. Many years ago, I don't know if you recall the quarterback Matt Moore, who had a nice good run in the league. Cooper Rush reminds me a little bit of Matt. Doesn't move as well as Matt did, but just, Matt Moore would come in and he would be competent and he would be able to operate your team and you could win some games with him. And that's what Cooper Rush does. He doesn't try to do anything spectacular. He takes what's there. He's smart. He's decisive with what he's going to do. And most of all, guys like him. Guys like playing with and for Cooper Rush. A guy like Noel Brown, who Cooper Rush spent a lot of time practicing with, he's hitting that guy. That pass to CeeDee Lamb that he hit in the end zone 2 years ago. These two were hitting on that thing in practice all the time. So, Cooper's just a really smart guy in terms of how he goes about his business, and he's easy to root for.
So let's go to the other side. I know that you watch all the games, and I'm sure you've looked at a bunch of Commander stuff this week. What do you think of Carson Wentz coming off 9 sacks against the Eagles going against this Cowboys defensive front?
Dude, he's who he is, man. He's who he is and who he's been. I have been one of those guys that would get so tired of hearing that Carson Wentz almost won the MVP talk from years ago, man. Back when I was doing NBC Sports Radio, I had the national show, what have you on all the time. This guy had a career year, and there are people out here still trying to chase and hope that this guy can replicate what he did for several games that year. He's not that guy. He just had a good year and he had a good run. He's not that dude. He's on his third team now, man. He's still doing the same stuff. I heard the press conference like, I got to get rid of the ball. I'm like, dude, it's year 7. You just figuring it out? I mean, you're a quarterback, a starting quarterback in the NFL. You got access to other guys. You see what Tom Brady does. Like, get rid of the ball. Just throw the ball down. Throw it in the lineman's butt if you have to, but don't sit around here and take the sacks. It's not there. but he's still doing it because that's who he is. And at some point in time, somebody needs to just stand up and just say, yeah, you can't do it. You're not that guy. Not long term. He's not it. Look at everything that was said about this dude when they were running him out of Indianapolis. The owner. Well, I mean, the owner normally don't jump on you like that. Maybe, but Jim Irsay did. Frank Reich, the guy that brought him in, he was like, yeah, man, that's not the guy I thought he looked. Man, he is who he is. But here's Washington, one more time like he did with Ryan Fitzpatrick, putting hope in a guy who can't get it done. Oh, he's going to get it done here. No, you can't trust Carson Wentz. JP, you need three things for trust. Time, proof, and consistency. When is he showing you he's not going to hold on the ball? When is he going to show you he's going to win you games long term? He doesn't. Nice guy. Nice interview. But come on, man.
Nu, are you trying to make the thousands and thousands and thousands of people driving around D.C. cry right now? Because it's painting a bleak picture.
You know what? I say this because I got a guy in
my
business
class. I'm not sure you're wrong, but right.
I got a guy in my business class, man. We go business school together. He's a big Commanders fan. And I said, dude, I feel bad for you. You know, I feel bad for you because you go buy the merchandise. You go and watch the games. You care. Your owner doesn't care as much as you do. And you and I grew up when Washington football meant something. JP, you and I grew up when this game wasn't played at no damn 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was played in the afternoon or on Monday night football or on Sunday night football. That's gone.
The fact that Fox doesn't want this as a 4 o'clock game of the week is pretty telling. I don't know what game they have this week, but I was thinking about this. We were actually – the guys I do the podcast with, you know, Mitch and Pete, we were talking about this because I don't know of all the games I've worked in Dallas, and it's a lot. Like, I've been there a bunch. I don't believe I've ever worked a noon kick. And I was – dude, because I've worked two Thanksgivings. I've worked a Thursday night that was the week after Thanksgiving. I've worked two Sunday nights. So – I've worked a 4 o'clock because I've seen when the sun's coming down and how it affects the gameplay. I don't think I've ever worked a 1 o'clock, a noon.
Dude, that's where it is. That's where it is. And the Commander fans deserve better than what they get from Daniel Snyder. It's just, I saw somebody sent me a picture of the stadium and the seats. Seats out there falling apart. I'm like, golly, geez, Jack Kent Cook, who's dying, his group, you know, roll over in his grave and die if he saw it. This is the experience that you're getting. Man. I mean, JT, I stopped going to these games, man. When I saw the doggone press, we would get rained on in the press box, man. Then you hear about the way the bathrooms are working around. Man, I'm not going out there. It's the one place now in the media you bring your own food. Like, hey, man, you don't know what you're going to get over there.
You know what? I don't know that you know this, but for this year's game, I'll make sure that you get in on the order. Steve Wino is Associated Press sports reporter here in D.C. And you know how the AP is. They have, like, a reporter per city. Wino's also their, like, national hockey guy, so he wears a couple different hats. But before every Commander's home game, Wino sends a text to, like, 10 beat reporters. I'm not sure who all's on it, but he texts us all, what do you want from Wawa today? And he brings in like 5 or 6 subs for all the reporters that ask for one. Whereas you go, you know what I can't wait for? Is Jerry going to have the prime rib on Sunday?
Not sure what he'll have, but you know what? He's undefeated. I mean, he's undefeated. You know, nobody's serving up what he's serving in the press box. And then you got the beer after the game. I mean, it's first class operation. It's a totally different deal. But no, I'm not going to Washington this year, man. Come on, man. No, I'm good. I mean, why?
Come on. Tell me this,
I give that trip away to my weekend guy. Hey, man, go on up there, man. Go visit D.C., man. Go see Smithsonian in the game. Go hang out and do that.
Old Ebbitt Grill. Seriously, there's got to be a path. I don't see this as a Cowboys blowout victory. I get that it certainly looks like the Cowboys are going to win, but I don't think this is like some, you know, just curb stomping here.
No.
What is the way Washington wins?
Turnovers is always the way to win, okay? Get the other team to turn the football over. The Cowboys, the penalties are still there, okay? They're still killing drives with penalties. So if you can get them to false start, if you can get them to hold, you know, that's the way to do it. If Terry McLaurin runs a double move and all of a sudden, you know, you got to hold him and commit a penalty in order to keep him from, you know, going 50 yards, you know, that's how you're going to win against the Cowboys. It's ultimately how Tampa Bay was able to win over the Cowboys. The Cowboys just made too many mistakes. So they're still a mistake team right now. They don't score a lot of points, JP. I mean, the Cowboys are just scoring 15.3 a game. All right, that's 30th in the league. They don't score a lot, but their defense doesn't allow you to score either. So you have to make sure you're out there winning two phases against the Cowboys, because right now, special teams, they're balling there, okay? Cowboys special team, from the field goal kicker they brought back, Brett Maher, to their punter, Brian Anger, who was absolutely deserving of a game ball in that Cincinnati contest when they ended up pulling that out at the end, and Kevontae Turpin. If you're not getting your lane straight on Kevontae Turpin on special teams, he'll break one on you. Almost broke one on Monday night. So, look, run the football. Tell Carson not to hold the football. And maybe your guy, Dust Up Del Rio, can cause a couple issues that get the Cowboys to hurt themselves in their offensive line with penalties. They're probably going to have another change at left guard. So they're probably talking about a third different left guard this season. And that's another offensive line change. That is a way, from a defensive standpoint, that you may be able to win. The Cowboys going to want to run the football. You know what? Stop. You got first-round picks. Okay, you got the first-round pick. Dust Up Del Rio gets his guys out there to play well. Then, hey, you could have an opportunity to win this. It's the National Football League, all right? I'm not going to sit up here and act like they can't play and they can't win. But when you got guys that want to shoot themselves in the foot, like Carson Wentz does, it's a problem. It can be a problem. But the Cowboys play well at home, man. I know Mike McCarthy catches a lot of grief, but the man has done a real good job of coaching since Dak Prescott went out and making these guys believe. And Micah Parsons this week got rabbed from his own teammates because he didn't get any sacks. So he was had the flu last week, so we'll see. But there's always a chance, man, because it's the NFL.
Always a chance because it's the NFL. I agree with you there. Nui, I think I might finally do it. I might finally buy a pair of cowboy boots this weekend. I will keep you updated, and I will see you Sunday, sir.
Okay, see, dude, here's the thing. You want some boots, I got a connect for you, for Luke Casey.
Ooh, so, all right.
Yeah.
Text me.
So you need to go to someone who can, and I remember the story you did in the Stockyards. They are so corny. I mean, come on, man.
I watched that video. I look like a child. I mean, that was like 7 years ago, and I look like 10 years younger, I feel like.
Dude, the place I've been here 22 years. I've probably been out of that place by 3-4 times, man. I mean, you know, but okay. Yeah. Right. That's touristy stuff. But I got to connect for you here so you can get you. So you want to get some Casey boots, man. That's what the Cowboy cheerleaders wear. That's the official Jerry Jones boot wearer, Luke Casey, all right?
What does a pair of cowboy boots run? $300-$400?
It can. All right. It can. Not going to lie. But I'll say this. I got two pair I've never paid for.
Oh, let's go.
I got a free pair at WrestleMania.
That's awesome.
WrestleMania when they had it here at Jerry World.
Yeah.
They gave everybody in this suite. It was a loan. What was the show? Lone Star or Lonesome something. They had a WWF suite. So all the wrestlers came in, superstars as they called them. They all came in. They got fitted for boots. And I was a sweet guest, and I got fitted for boots. So my kid and I went to WrestleMania, and bam. You got free boots, so that's just like the second pair of boots. But, man, I don't buy those things because they cost too much money. I ain't trying to pay money like that, but I got to connect.
All right, I'm going to text you. I want the boot connect. Thank you for the time. I will see you this weekend, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
That is Nui Scruggs. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Nui Scruggs. You know what Nui does, Landville? He gets the people going. I got like 4 tweets like, man, this guy from Dallas is talking too much S. Nui brings the heat, man. That's why I love talking to him. When we come back, there's a discrepancy in the betting results, Landfill, and I will have my say. Scotty's Vagarebo Friday. This is how we close it out because the Nats are coming on, baby. Playing the Phillies. Go boo Bryce Harper for me. Put him on a rocket to the moon. I say, ooh, I'm blinded by the light. I know that my city, my hometown, loves when I sing on the radio. Here's what I'd like to do. I want to tell you about Scotty's Vodka Red Bull. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafts and Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. And don't you forget, damn it, B. Mitch and Finley is presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home. For more, visit johnsellsdmv.com. Now, if anybody listens to me regularly, if you listen to the program regularly, you understand that I'm very hesitant, very reluctant to throw around accusations. But I have a direct accusation of malfeasance, insubordination, and perhaps sabotage directed at one Jim Andrew Mullins the Eighth. Jacques, you tried to cheat me out of my gambling winnings, Landfill, and I will have justice. Tell the truth, Landfill. Tell the truth.
So the truth is that Jeff Walker wins the week.
No, he doesn't.
Astonishingly, despite only being here 2 days.
Not true.
He went 3-2. I went 2-3. B-Mitch 2-3. And JP 1-3.
Not accurate.
It is.
I hit my parlay last night.
That's false.
Play the audio.
What did you take?
I took the Bengals and the under.
All right.
The Bengals and the under hit.
How many points did they score in the game last night?
Dude, I don't know, but it was under.
I think it was over. The under, the number was 39.
You're inventing your own number. It was 48 and a half.
I don't know about
that. I showed it to you. New guy Mike, prove, like, I'm right. I am right, Landfill. And yeah. You know I am. And now you're just doing a wacky bit. I thought we were going to move forward together here.
So I realized what I did is I looked at the Cowboys Commanders number, and that was 39 and a half. And then I thought that was for the Bengals.
Bengals-Dolphins was 48 and a hook.
It was.
And they went under.
I actually think it was 49 because we use FanDuel, but sure. Unfortunately, it did go under. So that
you hit your bet.
Parlay.
Which means I tied Jeff.
It means you tied Jeff.
You know what? I guess that means I was 3-3 and Jeff was 3-2. So fine. The guy's got one arm. He can win the week.
No, it means you were 3-2 as well. I'm going to give you the
right.
win, though.
It does mean I'm 3-2.
Because you actually showed up to work this week.
Quick Jeff Walker update. Jeff says, I'm still waiting to get a cast. The medical system in this country is a joke. I've been to four. We got to go to Nats baseball. Let's do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.